Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. It's the 19th of January, 2017. Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and hope you're doing spiffy. We are the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and cons and wanted posters you've seen. The folks that are bringing the tea today, while sitting across from me, is an empty chair again. I'm telling you, Saucy's not feeling well with this thing. It's messing up his sleep schedule. He's out quite a bit, and the hip thing, ooh, craziness. I'm the person that can put anyone at ease. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Hey, doll, is this guy boring you? Come and talk to me. I'm from a different planet.
You know, I can lighten up a moment just like that. It's just that easy. On this day, January 19th, way back in 1875, Thomas Edison has issued a patent on a telegraph apparatus. 1903, the first transatlantic radio telegraphic message is sent from President Roosevelt to King Edward VII. 1904, Thomas Edison has issued a patent for an electrical automobile designed with a driving motor that may be conveniently and effectively utilized for the purpose of charging the batteries. 1953, 71.7% of all United States television sets tune into I Love Lucy to watch Lucy give birth in an episode called Lucy Goes to the Hospital, the single most watched episode of television in history. 1955, the first presidential news conference is filmed for TV by the Eisenhower administration. 1998, the Food and Drug Administration publicly asserts the authority to regulate human cloning and announces that it would be a violation of federal law to attempt to clone a human without a permit. 2006, NASA launches the New Horizons space probe aboard an Atlas rocket from Cape Canaveral on a mission to perform the first flyby of the dwarf planet Pluto and its moons Charon, Nix, and Hydra. Birthdays, Sean Wayans is 46 from I'm Gonna Get You Sucka and Live in Color and Scary Movie. William Ragsdale is 56 from Fright Night and Herman's Head. Paul Rodriguez, 62 from DC Cab, a.k.a. Pablo, Rat Race, and the classic Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Katie Sagal is 63 from Married with Children, Futurama, Sons of Anarchy. Shelley Fabreus is 73 from Coach. She was Ma Kent in Superman Brainiac Attacks. Tippi Hedren is 87 from The Birds, Marnie, Pacific Heights. No longer with us, born in the state in 1923, Gene Stapleton, Edith and All in the Family, Baghdad Cafe, and Beekman's World. 1924, Nicholas Colasanto from Raging Bull, Coach on Cheers. 1926, Fritz Weaver from Marathon Man, Demon Seed, and Creepshow. And you know, one of those should be on the tube tonight. Should be. Bet it's not. CBS, it's a new Big Bang Theory, The Great Indoors, Mom, Life in Pieces, and Pure Genius. ABC has a new Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. On NBC, it's a new Good Place, Chicago Med, and The Blacklist. Fox, it's a new Hell's Kitchen and My Kitchen Rules, which is not about people celebrating how awesome their kitchens are. So with CW, it's a rerun of Legends of Tomorrow, Supernatural. AMC will be showing The Departed, say one word at a time. Bravo, Top Chef, it's down to 8, so obviously it is Restaurant Wars. That's just how it will happen. CMT's got a new episode of Nashville on, because it's there now. Yeah, it's no longer ABC, I don't know. Comedy Central, it's a Tosh Marathon. FX is showing the It's Not a Bad Movie, really, Let's Be Cops, and a new episode of Baskets. On FXX and The Simpsons, it's the Itchy, Scratchy, Poochy show. And, of course, Max Power. It's a good name. Damn good name. FXM, This Means War. IFC will be showing Inception, Portlandia, and then Kick-Ass. I'm really loving their triple features around their shows. Really cool. Nickelodeon, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. I forget if that's the 20th or 30th film. Spike TV for Guys, Lip Sync Battle. Tonight, Jay Leno is taking on Craig Ferguson. Oh, God, I know who I want to win. Sci-fi showing Shutter Island, True TV, New and Practical Jokers, Comedy Knockout, New Colony on USA. But we're watching The Chiller Network because after moving to a small town with his family, a man discovers a race of strange creatures that live in the woods. Sean Patrick Thomas, Dean Stockwell, Blanche Baker, Dinah Cataldi, all star in Deep in the Darkness.
No blasted lettuce today.
Well, of course they're not. Whenever Saucy's not here, people just don't write messages because they're not tuning in to hear me. They're tuning in to hear him, which means no one is listening now. Huh. Well, that's weird. Now to think about it. On the off chance you are, you could get to the button in time to switch it over. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Why not? It just might be a good time for everyone involved.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop, when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. The purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
I am Colin Baker, and you lucky people are listening to Geek Radio daily, every day, daily.
You're such a cool guy. You're a doctor. How can you not be? Hey, welcome back to it. Weekend Eve edition.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring!
You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Because that's the kind of thing they'll do. Oh my goodness, it is a good week for games if you're ready for it. Here it comes. Nintendo, Mac, PC, your iPhone, your Android, everything. Toby the Secret Mind. It's a challenging puzzle platformer inspired by Limbo. You've heard me rave about Limbo for years. What a damn good game that is. So yeah, we'll do it. PC, Nintendo's 3DS eShop, your Mac, your iPhones, and Androids. Punch Club, an underground fight club tycoon simulator. The first rule of Punch Club, can't tell you. Nintendo, Star Fox 64, return to the cockpit of the R-Wing. Do a barrel roll. Get a game that I know you've bought at least 5 or 6 times. It's out yet again. I own it digitally already as well. PlayStation 2, Android, iPhone, Nintendo 3DS, getting Dragon Quest VIII, Journey of the Cursed King. The first game in the series to utilize a full 3D environment and feature a cel-shaded graphics style that would become the standard for all future franchises. PlayStation 4, Gravity Rush 2, a follow-up to one of Vital's most acclaimed original games. PC and Nintendo getting Nefarious. Nefarious cast players as Crow, a villain who kidnaps princesses. So, you know, Overlord, except different. Mac and PC getting Hellenisa, a turn-based RPG, a steam-powered ancient Greece that features puzzle-like combat and branching narratives. The only reason to have a PlayStation 4, Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue. An HD version of Dream Drop Distance and 2 brand new episodes. No PlayStation 3 this time. PlayStation completely, Yakuza 0, a prequel to the whole Yakuza series set in 1988, so you're going to enjoy playing as a young Kazuma and Goro, because that's who you have. PlayStation 4 and 3 and PC, Tales of Berisia, the 16th mainline entry to the long-running action RPG series. And oh my goodness, here it is, PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4, Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, another sort of soft reboot which is going to make the timeline all the more crazier, but yet still make more damn sense than those movies did.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, I swear to God we do this story every year, but Warner Brothers Pictures is in negotiations to pick up and do an American remake of the anime and manga franchise Attack on Titan. Harry Potter series producer David Heyman will produce the project, but he's the only name attached to it so far. No director, no screenwriter. Of course there's no actors. You know, and we know, it's a century after the sudden arrival of mysterious gigantic humanoid creatures named Titans who devour human beings one after the other and bring mankind to extinction. So it's going to be an adaptation of the 2-part Japanese live-action film from 2015 and not really based on the original manga. It's weird. It probably won't happen again. I say we do this story every year. We'll do it again next year, because someone else will buy the rights to it. So if you enjoyed The Martian, well, Mr. Andy Weir would like to say thank you, because he's had a good time from you enjoying it. Well, now, he's going to TV. CBS has picked up a pilot written and produced by Weir called Mission Control. It follows the next generation of NASA astronauts and scientists as they juggle both their personal and professional lives during a critical mission with no margin for error. But again, it's just a pilot order, not picked up for series, but it's a good start. And if it's anywhere near as damn good, like a fraction as good as The Martian, it's going to get picked up. It's just that easy. Stan Lee's got a new show, at least for Americans. In 2015, British broadcaster Sky commissioned a new superhero crime show emblazoned with that branding, Stan Lee's Lucky Man. First season of the show has come and gone, and it's not made its way stateside until now. To celebrate the incoming second season for the show, the first season of Lucky Man, which follows London cop Harry Clayton, James Nesbitt from Jekyll, so it's awesome, after he comes into possession of a mystical artifact that grants him luck-altering abilities. It's now available to watch for the first time in the U.S. and Canada through iTunes, so we'll get there eventually for everybody else. Stan Lee said, of course, luck has always been a fascinating subject to me, and I'm thrilled to finally share the fascination and the story of Harry Clayton with audiences in the U.S. and Canada. I feel like the luckiest man in the world, Excelsior. It's got Stan's name on it, so I got to try it. I know not everything is great. I'm looking at you, Stripperella. Using the Akatsuki spacecraft, Japanese scientists have detected a large bow-shaped anomaly in the upper atmosphere of Venus. The 6,200-mile-long structure is refusing to budge despite a 225-mile-per-hour wind that surrounds it. Researchers from Japan's Aerospace Exploration Agency's Institute of Space and Astronomical Science believes the phenomenon is the largest stationary gravity wave ever recorded in the solar system, emanating from the mountains below. The unusual weather phenomenon is strong enough to withstand ferocious background winds, causing an enormous bow-like structure to hang in the upper atmosphere like a gigantic scar. It looks really cool, and I expect to see tattoos of it very, very shortly. We talked about the Army having hover bikes coming up. Well, the Army's contractors have put one to the test, and they've actually had a flight demo with the Department of Defense. William Roper, director of the Strategic Capabilities Office for the Secretary of Defense, watched the large rectangular prototype quadcopter take off from the Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland on January 10th. The hoverbike started as a Kickstarter project created by Malloy Aeronautics, and once they secured a contract with the military, it teamed up with a defense company to continue the bike's development. It's since become a joint project between the Army and the Marine Corps because they want flying bikes. It's that simple. Officially known as the Joint Tactical Aerial Resupply Vehicle, or JTARV, the hover bike could someday be used to carry supplies to soldiers on the field. Tim Vong, Associate Chief of the Army Research Lab's Protection Division, said it's like having Amazon on the battlefield since it allowed the military to deliver resupplies in less than 30 minutes. Well, that'll actually be a little quicker, but if you want to get serious about this damn thing, have a hover bike, put some jets on it, and call this damn thing Megaforce and get it over with. GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, not derivative of the works, United States 3.0 license. You can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a good time. Pick up the app. Go visit people like I saw that years ago. These people we talk about, we play ads for. Go visit them. They're fun. They do cool things. They'll make you smile and make you laugh. Drop a note. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Have yourself a fantastic one, and I'll up Saucy's meds. And we'll see how it goes.
I'm going.
I asked for an army and all I got was you. You are not enough.
Well, that went well.
Good night, suckers.
And this brings to a close another of our weekly programs, Debate the Issues.
Danny Carelli, my God, am I happy to see you. Hey, everybody, listen up. This is one of the most amazing men in the world. One of the most amazing men that ever stepped into a baseball diamond. He was a great ball player. I know I played against him. But listen, the man is totally blind.
I am not blind, and I never was.
Come on, Carelli, don't be modest. You were a legend. You were an absolute legend. The whole league talked about the blind man who played shortstop for Topeka.
But, Andy, you're all confused. They called me the blind man because I sold Venetian blinds door-to-door during the off-season.
My God, how did he find the doorbell? Now, is that an inspirational story or not, huh? They didn't buy your product out of pity. Now, I'm telling you, Corelli.
Hey, I'll see you later.
But Corelli, watch at the steps there, please.
Coach, I think he can see as well as we can.
Carla, in some ways, he can see more.